Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Nice to see you. Welcome to Retro.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Tell us a little bit where you saw.
Okay. So I come to romance writing from other writing careers that I sort of had before this. I started as a journalist and a nonfiction book writer, and then kind of segued into TV writing for a while. And so this is kind of the next in probably a series of writing careers I will have over my lifetime. But I'm really enjoying romance, so I may stick here for a while.
But I love this. So talk to us about how did you discover romance? Like, where, you know, because I feel like you were Judy Bloom growing up.
I was definitely Judy Bloom growing up. And, you know, definitely some of the Sweet Valley High, like, you know, good old romances that we had, and some Danielle Steele, like the traditional classics. I mean, we had some options. We didn't have as many options as we do now, though. So, yeah, so it was a bit of a leap, and an exciting one to kind of discover, like, what was available in romance when I sort of started looking into it as a reader and when I started thinking about writing. And, I mean, it's grown like crazy since then, just in the 4 years since I've been doing it. But, yeah, I mean, it's such a fun, you know, genre to kind of play in. I feel like, I mean, I'm very solidly in contemporary romance, you know, on the sweet and spicy side, but I don't do dark romance. I don't do shifters. You know, I'm pretty traditional in small town, you know, kind of. I've stayed in that. I've done some sports, but for the most part, I'm sort of, you know, staying in the lane I'm in. And it's good. And I like the other authors who are in there with me, and it's been great.
Yeah, partial to small town romance. I feel like it's like there's something to be said. The dynamics of being a small town, like there's the community aspect, there's like the characters, the multiple characters, even the big family or slight characters, and you get to just be part of it and you see your friends over time, multiple books, you know, that gives you kind of like a sense of comfort.
Yeah. Nice. And I love a big family. I'm a huge, you know, I don't come from a big family, but I secretly wish I did, because I love a big family. I like messy family dynamics, lots of siblings, you know, people sort of in each other's business. I like, you know, the idea of just the smaller, you know, environment where people know each other and they know each other's families and there's backstory. Like, that's all for me, like, really good fodder for story.
Yeah, I come from a very small family. My immediate family is very small. And then my dad's side of the family is like where there's like 12 or 15 siblings and cousins. And so like a big part of it, I'm not part of it. And so it's like I love the dynamics of like understanding like part of this big family of like, you know, friends that you have from growing up to like you're an adult and you're meddling that happens in a big family that you normally wouldn't see in friends. Like they're just because they know they saw the buttons. They know where the buttons are. They know the trick. And so it's kind of like fun to watch, you know, read books and understand, like just get to have that experience. Just to also be able and then playing characters fall in love and probably
Yeah, it's great.
So let's talk about Love Me Truly. What if the elevator pitch?
Well, so it's the third in the series. They're all standalones, but it's about a large family in the wine country. And this is the third generation of owners of this family business, and there are five siblings. And so this is the book of Dash, who's the youngest of three brothers in that family, and has always sort of had the reputation of being the playboy, you know, maybe not as serious, not as, you know, type A as his brothers, at least that's what they think. And so he's kind of had to, you know, shoulder that reputation. And so in the winery, he's the one, he's the people person, he's the outward facing person who deals with other people. And then Mallory is someone who we've met in other books, and probably readers did not like her that much because she seemed a little standoffish, a little snooty, a little bit of a socialite, and also is somebody who's kind of misunderstood because like beneath that surface is somebody who's really hardworking and just wants to grow her own family's business into something that she could feel proud of. And so what's nice about the two of them is when they do kind of meet, they each have the impression that everybody else has of each other. And then as they get to know each other, they sort of peel back those layers and see what's underneath and find themselves in a marriage of convenience or a fake engagement initially, partly to get rid of her ex, who's been kind of following along in and tied to her by her parents. And so they feel like she needs to have a man in the mix in order to be able to inherit the property and run the business. And so if it just needs to be a man, she'll go with this other guy, you know, of course, not planning to fall in love.
Yeah.
So that's more than an elevator pitch. That is
awesome. I do read the book. So this book actually deals with wineries and like the growth, the process. And So what kind of research did you have to pull off of this town and this experience? Because it does feel much more immersive than just saying like, oh, it's out in a random winery.
I actually went up to Napa Valley, which is where this is set, and spent some time at wineries, like not just wine tasting, but like really learning.
Yeah.
What I went out at 5:30 in the morning to see them picking grapes and to see sort of how that works and who picks them and where they, how quickly they do that. And then how the grapes go through the de-stemming machine and how they're sorted, what the big, you know, casks of wine look like, how to, you know, how long they spend sort of determining when they're ready. They could taste them at different points. It's really like chemistry. They're looking at the different grapes to see when they're ready to be picked and looking at the sugar content. And so it's like, it's very scientific and it's farming. And I, as a former journalist, love to kind of go down these rabbit holes and just find out, even if it only makes it into the book in one line, I still want to know everything.
Yeah.
So for me, that research was like huge. I've been there a couple of times and every single time I'm walking down the street, I'm thinking, okay, well, this street could be, this could like factor its way in, this could figure in somehow.
Yeah, I love Mallory's winery. Like the fact that she was like, she had a plan. Her parents were like, whatever, we're going to travel around, we're going to do our own thing. And I like, no, like I actually wanted this to be like a successful, we got the best plot and land. Want to make this the most successful. And like the fact that she had to go upstream, like just in general, like saying like through the progressing that she had a man, like not the right thing. It's like it's fascinating because we see Dash in a different perspective in an established winery.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mallory be like, well, we're gonna do this like in a different route. Like how do you go about? So I feel that was something that it showcased the research that it's like not just like not all wineries are the same. Not all little landers.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we expect from you coming up, readers, after the finished book, truly, they can go back to the rest of the series, but also for me?
Yeah, so the two prior books in the series are to feature two of the other siblings, and I'm finishing up book 4 right now, so that should be released in the fall. That's another book in the series, another sibling, and then book 5 will follow that. It could continue, I'm not sure, I'm not saying never say never. So I don't, but the plan is to release those two net before I think about, you know, anything beyond that.
Okay. So that's good too. It keeps readers busy. They have two more books to read about.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have two books to look forward to.
I have another small town series that's set in the Bay Area of San Francisco. So that's also like, if people really need something to do, I've got 6 books in that series with, you know, another family with siblings. So those are fun too.
So talk to us about that series. What is the first book in the series?
That series is my Berkeley Hill series. And that starts with a book where a kind of best friend is at a wedding. She hooks up with a guy, doesn't think that much about it. He has to run off like at midnight, like Cinderella. But basically it's because he's wearing an ankle monitor because he's been arrested or being tried for a white collar crime. And he then strolls into her office the next day and is her new client. So she's a lawyer. She has to defend him. She has to decide whether she really thinks he's innocent or not, and all this while, you know, keep her distance from him, which is very hard. So it starts with that book, and that's the brother, and then he has five sisters. So it's very, very, very female heavy, very, and they're all in each other's business. It's pretty fun.
Oh, that was a permit. You have me in white collar crime.
I know, it's pretty fun.
But it's what I'm trying to say. It's more, you know, like, how to say it? There's victims in white collar crime. There are victims. But it's not as gruesome.
Oh, no, this is like stock market. This is, you know, yeah. Nobody was injured in
creating
of his crime.
Yeah. So I try to, like, oh, like, I should go back to that one. So talk to us about book recommendations. Do you tend to read based on, like, more of, like, thrillers, mysteries, commercial fiction?
I bounce around a lot. I mean, I like to know what people are doing in romance, but I do love, like, a good psychological thriller. So, I mean, I kind of got sucked in with Gone Girl, you know, in that era, and then have just, like, blown through all these authors, you know, Ruth Ware and Karen Slaughter. And, like, they're these great authors that have, you know, these page-turning books that I think are phenomenal. So that's definitely something that's a kind of guilty pleasure. When I want to read, I just dive into those. And then I do, like, I always kind of want to know what's, you know, what won the Pulitzer, what's on the Booker Prize list, what's on the bestseller list. And I want to sort of just stay current and know, you know, some of it's book club reading. Like, I haven't been to book clubs, so a lot of times I'll get to do those, you know, through the book club, and then we can talk about them. But I usually have something on my nightstand or on my shelf that, like, from, you know, that's just a contemporary fiction book. I haven't been reading nonfiction lately, which is a weird, I mean, I used to read it a lot, and so I need to I'll probably switch back into it at the point.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the world shook, so you might as well just go escape somewhere else.
Sometimes, yeah.
Or live somewhere else, or understand, like, you know, how somebody else go through their domestic suspense of coveting, you know, keep it going. My story fine. So, yeah. Stacey, tell me your partner, right?
Oh, where can I be online? So it's just my name, StaceyTravis.com is my website. And then I'm kind of all over the place on Instagram. I think it's Stacey Travis Author. And on TikTok, I think it might also be Stacey Travis Author. So I'm all over those, and Facebook, and all of that's actually on my website too. So that's an easy one.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey, for being the show.
Oh my God, this is great. This is really fun.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading!
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.